Happy New Year, Louie.
Happy New Year, Codes. Man, I know 2020's been kind of a downer, but man, 2021 is coming in with a bang.
I like the sound of that.
Our boys over at Snowy Mountain Rifles are giving all our listeners 15% off any custom rifle.
Any custom rifle. You are telling me I'm getting 15% off the Alpine Hunter, the Full Curl, the Long Range Hunter, or the Alaskan built to my specs.
I talked to Paul myself, man. He said, time to build your dream rifle.
Can't wait.
But that's not what all they do, man. They do everything. They do custom Cerakoting, fluting, gunsmithing, and custom ammo.
I love it.
Man, I'm telling you, right now is the time to use that tax return.
Hey, it's not tax return season, my friend. It is stimulus check season.
Oh, snap. I forgot about that. Well, whatever you do, now's the time to build that dream rifle. Check out Snowy Mountain Rifles, and when you're ready to check out, type in that Gladiator 15.
Oh, man, I can't wait to build mine. SnowyMountainRifles.com.
Everybody knows what I'll be wearing.
Yeah, man, your wife talks too much. She wants her underwear back.
Come on, Codes. Everybody knows I'll be repping that Kryptek camo.
From battlefield to backcountry.
Okay, so you know what's up then.
Bro, I always know what's up.
All right, well, check it out, man. Everybody knows they got the number one camo in the game.
Not only do they have the best camo, but they got the super slick everyday gear. I rock my solids, looking good at work, and even better in the field.
Woo-wee! They got the real deal. Check out the website, Kryptek.com. And once you get done shopping around, and you get that little shopping cart up there, type in
Gladiators 2020 and save that money.
Ooh, everybody likes saving money. On this podcast, you get to save money by listening. Gladiators 2020 when you go to the checkout at Kryptek.com. Oh, snap, Cody. We have made it.
Oh, man, Luke, it feels so good. I'm finally a somebody.
Man, I'll tell you what. Our boys over at Tito Knives have came through and made our own backcountry rolls.
Ultra light, ultra sharp, and now ultra fly.
Oh, snap. I like that little saying. Man, now's the time to go on their website. Check out what they got on their inventory. Right now, they got our own backcountry rolls, Gladiators Unleashed. It's sexy, bro. Sexy. And once you get done purchasing your own backcountry rolls, make sure you post this on the gram. And guess what? Some lucky winner's going to get some swag to their door.
Type in that code GU15. Save 15% off your entire purchase.
Oh, shit. What was that saying you just said?
Ultra light, ultra sharp, and ultra fly player. You hear that, Luke? That sounds like America.
America.
And tell me how you show your patriotic spirit.
And I show mine by getting my own custom American flag from Walls to Walls at JeremyWalls81 on the IG. He's been with us from day one. And now he is giving all our listeners 20% off all custom flags. But it just don't stop there. He's also giving people free shipping.
20% off and free shipping. I'm going to order two just so I can flex on my commie neighbors.
Of course you would. That would be you, totally. Hey, that's a great idea, though. Show your patrons. Check them out. Jeremy Walls, 81. Slide in his DMs. Tell him that you want one of those custom flags, what GU be rocking. Get your own custom.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of awesome.
Ha-ha. Check him out. This podcast is brought to you by Cafaro International, the best in the business. For all your extreme hunting products,
get a hold of our friends for the best packs, frames, tents and shelters, sleeping systems, stoves, sleds, and more.
Check out Cafaro.net. Did I mention it's gear for life?
Gear for life. Gangster.
Gangster. Gangster. Check them out. They are a proud partner of GU Unfiltered. You definitely got to watch. When we ask that question, you got to watch. We have no shame in our game.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, let's rock this one out. What up, what up, what up? We back. Another week. Another podcast for all you GU fans, my peeps. We got my boy Skinny Code across the table from me tonight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we got a phone in podcast with my boy from Help to Hunt, Ben Rodriguez. What is up, all the way from Oregon?
Oregon, Hermiston, Oregon. Yep.
Damn. I like that shirt you got on, though. I like it.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Leupold, they take care of us, man. They're good peep. They're good peep.
Yes,
Ben, what's up, man? How you been?
Pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good.
You been good?
Yeah, working hard on and off the job at night. But, yeah, this deal takes up some time and trying to get it going. It's another full-time job.
Yeah, you got to watch. You're like, hey, I'm going to do like a little side hustle, try to do some things, make some money, make it just a good hobby kind of deal, and it becomes your fucking job real easy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
and it's all new.
That's like us in the podcast deal. Like, we had no idea. I had no idea what the fuck I was doing getting into this thing, but I'm glad. I'm glad I did, because I'm having a great time doing it. I mean, I get to meet cool guys like you. I get a drink. I'm going to have a little Killcliff with CBD and a little Tito's vodka right now. I've been doing good, man. I haven't been drinking so much beer. I've been trying to lose some weight, try to feel better about myself.
A lot of Zimas.
Yeah.
Yeah, no Zimas with Jolly Ranchers.
Zimas.
Yeah. That's right. You got to watch those calories.
What time is it there in Oregon? What, 7:30?
7:30.
Nice. And you got a family? You got what? Kids? I saw one little girl, right?
Yeah, she was here. I got a little girl and then a wife. Yep. Just one kid. That was it.
That
was
good
enough.
Yeah, I know. I fucked
up.
But it felt so good. It felt so good.
It's all fun and games.
Yep. I'm telling you, man, like, my son just turned one, and, like, it's been awesome. Like, just, like, well, like, Cody, he fucking pretty much seen that kid grow up, you know, all the way to, you know, from 1 year old now. And he's just an animal right now, dude. He's getting all his top teeth, you know, in now. And he's just crazy, dude. But it's fun. Like, I couldn't see life without him, you know. Like, when you one's good, and then when you had that second one, you're like, fuck, what was I thinking? But then you're like, oh, this is awesome. I couldn't have it, you know, any other way. But I would have been cool with one.
No.
I'd have been cool with one. Yeah. But, yeah, it's just, like, even today, go ahead.
Oh, I can see where two, but honestly, two would be better, because, man, sometimes they're like, hey, let's play, and I'm like, that'll work.
Yeah. It's definitely has its perks and everything, but, like, today, we actually got a phone call, and my wife actually had today off. Like, she never has Fridays off, right? And she did, and so we were all planning on hanging out all day, you know, go picking up the kids together, and Nestor hit me up. Like, around 11 o'clock, he goes, get your shit ready and let's go. Look, we caught some tracks right by your house. Let's go. And I'm like, dude, I got shit to do. You know, I mean, I really did. He's like, do you want to go or not? And then I was like, fuck, I don't ever have my wife here. You know what I mean? Like, I better go. And we did. And they finally caught up to these cats. And they end up treeing three cats. And I had to leave. I had to leave because I had to go pick up my daughter from school.
What a waste.
I know, right?
Yep. Hey, listen, take the bus. I'm sorry. Daddy's got business.
If we had service out there, I was going to say, Cody, you got to go get Eva.
why didn't you call me in the first place to go home?
Well, it was just like that fast. It was that fast. Like, he called me and I said, hey, babe, can I go take some pictures of some cats? Because that's all I really wanted to do, right? Like, go take some photos and stuff. And the guy's place that we go hunt on is land. I mean, he has a shitload of land and where he can run these dogs. And right away, I mean, two of them were small. One of them was a female, I think. One was a little Tom. But I guess the third one.
How could you tell? Did you just... You just take a test that you just pass with
100%? Yeah, I passed with
100%.
No, I didn't even get to see them because I left, right? Right when they got treed. Like, they probably treed them probably 30 minutes after I left. So I missed that.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I've never been around it. I've never seen a cat up in a tree before either. So I'm excited. We're supposed to go out tomorrow morning too. So we'll see how that goes, you know?
Yeah, you guys are lucky. You can run with dogs over here.
Yeah.
No.
You can't
no
do dice, that, right? Man. Yeah.
Nope.
How do you guys hunt them out there?
On foot, track them, right?
Send the kids after them. And
track them or chance or call them. Yeah, I mean, there's a guy crazy. Actually just lives down the road from me. He tracked them. Leon's buddy, the ungulate guardian, he tracked them down and killed them. Like literally on foot,
no
tracked
way.
Him down and killed them. So yeah, like, the guy's, he's crazy, but he gets it done. He's got some big cats.
How in the hell, I mean, like literally those dogs, they haul ass. And I couldn't even imagine. I mean, he has to track those bitches from daybreak to freaking all day long, huh? He puts
he drives the roads at night just like you would look for, you know, fresh tracks and snow. And then he cuts them and then, you know, he'll come back and find whatever one he wants to go after and hits the ground running. I'm like,
that's impressive.
That's a lot of work.
Half the time, Blake can't find his own chihuahuas in his house.
Yeah, I can't. Well, that's what I'm saying is, like, I literally was like, this is my first time actually, like, really looking at cats and, like, noticing how big and different they are, like, the strides and stuff. And I was like, okay, now I can see this one's a small one and versus the big ones, you know, if you had them compared to. But I was like, damn, this is kind of cool, man. But when Nestor let those dogs out, dude, and they put their nose on the ground, and right when they got on that track, you could hear them just start barking, howling, and all the way down and in those canyons, you know, it sounds like they're everywhere down there. And all I know is if I'm a cat and I hear those dogs, I'm gone. I'm fucking gone. But it was cool, man. That was a cool experience today. I hope tomorrow they actually really do go out and try to get on them, but we'll see. I don't know.
I should show you a picture of the giant. I'll have to send it to you. I got a giant cat. He's a whopping 70 pounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, house cat?
Yeah, it walked out in front. It was following a turkey down the road. Like, this road was all snowed in. And I looked down the road and I'm like, well, that's a stupid turkey. It's walking towards us. And then I'll turn around, get to walk away. And I look back and I'm like, huh, there's a cougar standing in the road at like 80 yards.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Really?
That was, yeah. He was done for at that point.
Being at the right time, right place, right then, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was a good cat, and I walked up there, and I'm like, that's not a very big cat.
Little ground shrinkage there, huh?
That's all right.
Did you eat it? Did you eat it?
No. It stunk so bad, it was all wet.
Oh, really? So
I about threw up trying to skin it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was all I could do to get skinned out.
See, I've heard a couple different stories. I've heard guys don't like the meat, and then I've heard guys actually really do care for it. It tasted like... chicken fried chicken.
Steak. Yeah.
Yeah. Chicken really fried good. Chicken. I don't know. I'm anxious to try it.
One of the guys I guide with, he shot one up there on the property where we guide at. Decent sized cat.
Yeah.
He's been eating it. And I'm like, man, I was like, if you're not starving, it's, you know, there's a lot better than steak, elk, deer.
I honestly think I just want to try it and probably say I did it. You know what I mean? It's just like
he says it's good.
Yeah, it's just like anything. I mean, fuck, I'll try anything once, you know.
But he's also single.
I got stories to tell about.
Yeah, that. I mean, I ain't lying. I'll try everything once. So, guys, everybody that's listening in, if you guys obviously listening because you're back at another week, man. This is my guy. This is my commercial break where I say, and this bathroom break is brought to you by our boys over at Help to Hunt. This is the man right here. The myth, the legend. And from the back
of... the guy that gets you through.
Right? From the back of what room you're in, you look like you doing all right in the elk category. Are those all Roosevelts?
No, these are all Rocky Mountains. I've never shot a Roosevelt.
Yeah, those are all Rocky Mountains, huh?
Yep. I don't like hunting thick stuff, honestly. Mm-hmm. I hate it.
And that's pretty much what all those bitches are. They're thick and almost impossible with the bow, huh?
it's you got to get. I mean, you can get close to them. I got you probably never hunt. Well, Aaron's hunting in North Idaho, but I've killed a couple bulls in North Idaho. And 2 years apart, like 06 and 08, with a rifle. And the farthest shot I had was 40 yards.
Oh, no kidding?
So it's similar, and I'm like, it's horrible. It's just like, if they're not talking, you can't kill them.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Just, I mean, kind of like elk here. I mean, if they're not bugling, you can't. If you're not having eyes on them, then you're fucking pretty much doing a nature walk.
Yeah, bow hiking.
Yep, bow hiking. I see a bow back there behind you in the back. Are you an all compound guy, or are you shooting any recoil?
There's a stick bow back there.
Yeah, oh shit! I do see it now. Do you shoot them all now?
I bought it 2 years ago. I thought about trying it this year, but I didn't get. I only had one elk tag, and I'm like, man, I'm not quite ready to take 100%.
Yeah, 100% plunge
because. But it's fun. I mean, I went ground squirrels, like where I guide, we have a 3D course, and there's ground squirrels. Uh-huh. So I tried to shoot ground squirrels, and I actually had a ground squirrel duck my arrow.
Oh, really?
No joke. Like, I had, like, somebody there to vouch for me, and he's like, your arrow should have killed that, and then it ducked it.
No I'm shit. Like,
but it's fun. I enjoy it.
That's pretty much what I, because Snyder gave me one, and it's pretty much just been a wall decoration. You know what I mean? Because... I go out there and I'll shoot. It's fun. Don't get me wrong. I ain't gonna kill shit with it. You know what I mean? I guarantee you. I might try a doe in Nebraska, maybe, you know, in the blind. But I gotta practice more. I mean, it's way different, you know. I have a hard enough time with the compound bow shooting 3D targets, let alone fucking live animals.
I went to a 3D shoot actually, trad shoot. And I started out good, and then I missed one, and man, my mind went, and then it was kind of like when I play golf, when I lose it, it goes from bad to worse in a hurry. It goes
for south. Sure.
Like I can't hit. I mean, I couldn't even hit anything at 20 yards. It was horrible. I about just took the bow and cracked it on a tree and went home.
Yeah, I've definitely been like that. So tell us. Let's get into it a little bit. I want to know. So you do Help to Hunt, and it's pretty much like resource. I mean, it's all in the, what is it? Northwest Big Game.
Yeah.
It's pretty much what you do. Right. And it's,
Elk, deer, bear.
And you pretty much do, research for them. You get them, you give them odds. You break down a lot of the fucking, stuff that I don't like to do. I mean, you guys even do some scouting for them, right? You even give them a scouting report. Yep. So
I'll offer them a scouting package.
Right. So I'll just shut up, and I want to hear from you, because I was anxious to hear this from the man himself, you know, that designed it and came up with this. So let's hear it, man.
All right. I'll start from top. I started this idea. The idea last year, before that, I kind of kicked the idea around, you know, kind of being like, I didn't want to be like Go Hunt, but I didn't want to go to like Epic or Hunt and Fool. I didn't want to go that way, you know, be that far. Uh-huh. I kind of want to be in the middle, you know, kind of the everyday guy, kind of cater more to those guys a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
And I've been thinking about it, and I'm like, and then last year, well, everybody knows how last year was. It was just a
shit show.
Yeah, pretty much. It was horrible. I mean, and I'm like, you know what? It's time to do something different. You know, I've been in my job 20 years.
What is that?
I work for a natural gas pipeline.
Okay, cool.
I started there. I think I was like 22, I think.
Okay.
So I've been there a while. And I'm like, I like to hunt. So I'm like, you know what? And I help people. I've been helping people for years, bear hunting, everything. So I'm like, you know what? Let's give it a go. See if I make a business out of it. And so I started, you know, brainstorming and writing stuff down, ideas. And about August, I finally got a hold of, Will Askew, the guy that designed my website and my logo and all that. And I'd met him he'd been on some forums I'd been on and that kind of stuff. And I met him 2 years ago on an elk hunt. He had the same tag in the same unit I did here in Oregon. And I offered just to help him out if he needed help packing out, because I didn't know how many, you know, he was kind of hunting by himself a little bit. So but I reconnect with him because I was like, well, do you do this? And he's like, oh, yeah. So he does design, website, you know, everything. So I'm like, perfect. So we started putting it together, and I came up with some packages, and I offered three packages, basically. Package one, we have a form on the website. You can go through and fill that out, and it'll break down. It starts at the species, deer, elk, bear, whatever you want to hunt.
Right.
State, adapts you, terrain, your skill level, your fit, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking easy to fill out. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I was wishing like a job application would is this easy, because I was like, damn, I could have got a job. I was like, oh, okay, this is fucking idiot proof. Like, it really is, man. You guys did a good job on that part, you know.
Yeah, I wanted to make it simple for people. You know, I didn't want to have to ask them a whole bunch of questions, but I want to get an idea of like what exactly they really want out of it. Like, if they just want to go hunting, or you want to kill something big, or, you know, you want to kill yourself trying to kill something, you know, or you want an easy hunt.
See, this is the best podcast that you could advertise on, because if you can get Luke to shoot something, then you can literally get anybody to shoot something.
I mean, realistically, I mean, I'm not bullshitting you. When I looked at the form and I was like, okay, you have camping sites, you have, like, where do you want to rough it at?
Watering holes. Man,
I'm going to fucking sit up at a wallow. Fuck it, man. You know what I mean? Like, you're doing a lot of the legwork that guys like me, like, have families, or if I'm hunting a different estate, like, I don't have time to go back and forth, or let alone, I would pay that money for that package for you to do my homework. And I go there knowing that it's done.
That right there is invaluable. Yeah. Just trying to hunt somewhere, you know, in a different state where you've never been, you obviously don't have the opportunity to get out there every other weekend.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm looking at. I'm going to Texas in the next couple of weeks. I definitely need to talk to you before we go.
It's fucking Texas, dude.
Look, he's right there. Shoot him.
Let me ask you this, Ben. I know you got a couple different packages, you know, and obviously, you know, it's dependent on what you pay is what you get on this one. How much do I need to pay you to tell everybody that my unit is full and there's nothing there?
Man, that might be expensive, honestly.
That's the fourth package. You didn't even think about that, man. I'm trying to close the business.
I should throw that one in there and be like, add another zero to it and be like, here you go.
This is yours, right? Yeah, no.
Oh, there's nothing there. This is a cash cow. It sucks, man. There's nothing there ever.
Go ahead. Keep going.
No. I had a few other guys actually say that. They're like, don't send them my units. Don't worry.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, you know, public land is public land, and I get it. You know what I mean? A guy's going to go there no matter what. If he's going to go there and hunt, the way I look at it is if I don't know the area, I'm going to fucking do my homework. I'm either going to go down there and do my own scouting, right, which costs money, time away from my family, right? And two, I'm going to either find somebody, a local boy, you know what I mean? I'm going to either give him some money and be like, hey, give me some intel, right? Help me out. Yeah. Scout me out some things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It all adds up, right? Like, it definitely adds up.
Yep.
Because when you buy that out-of-state tag, I mean, let's get real. Like, it's fucking expensive for the everyday worker, right? And, like, even me, I mean, I do not hunt out-of-state as much as I would love to because the shit's expensive, right? And two, I literally don't know enough, let's say, about elk hunting to go, oh, shit, I'm going to go to Idaho or I'm going to go to Oregon and kill fucking elk. Luke, fucking kill one in your home state first, you motherfucker, before you go out of state, you know? You know what I mean? Like kill the easy tag first, right? And so,
the cheaper tag.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But either way, like, no matter what, like, it's nice to have resources out there, and that's pretty much what you provide, right? I mean, you are out there to help the guy that can that's not going to spend a shitload of money and hey man, I need to find out the best units, or, you know, I got this many points, what can I, you know, I need this much intel. I mean, because let's keep it real, man, if I got 9 to 13 preference points in a fucking unit or in a state, I want to make that hunt the best hunt that I can actually get. And that's where you come in hand, right? I mean, that's where you you come
as much, as much info you can get. But yeah, that's what I'll help you steer you in the right direction, get you started in the right direction, and hopefully find the best spots. You know, I just look at it. I go at it and be like, okay, if this is me, this is where I'm going right here. And that's what I'll give you. Like, that's the last guy I did. He's coming from Maine to Oregon.
Oh, fuck.
So he never hunted public land elk. So he's like, I gave him basically, I gave him the highest success rate units. I gave him an option. I said, here's five. I gave him the five highest success rate units for over-the-counter archery. And I said, I broke them all down, and I gave him waypoints. Normally, I only do it for one unit, but he forked over a lot of money.
Yeah, good. So. But that's what I'm saying, though. A guy from Maine coming across the country, he's trying to get the best fucking...
Yeah, if you're going to do it, do it right.
Do it right. Yep. Exactly. Get your resources, you know what I mean? And if it's to drop that extra, you know, $500 to $600, it's well worth it, if you ask me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, he was more than happy, dude. He's like, man, there's so much info you just gave me. He's like, I don't even know where to begin to look for this stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, well.
And that's the thing, because, like, you know, well, hunting is getting such a big, you know, name. I mean, you got all these, I mean, let's keep it real. You got guys like Cameron Haynes and you got, you know, Aaron Snyder.
Right.
You got Skinny Cody, Luke Cadillo. You know what I mean? You got all these big time hunters. But, crickets. But yeah, I mean, people are picking up a bow or people picking up a rifle and they are getting out and they want to get after it because they're inspired by seeing what they see on Instagram or watching the hunting shows. And they're like, I can do that. Well, little do they know how fucking hard it is. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking hard.
Yeah.
And it's
not easy.
And if you can cut that process down, fuck yeah, dude, I'm in it. Help me out. I'll pay you cash money. You know what I mean? Cash money.
A lot of it. I'm just trying to shorten that learning curve.
Yeah, and I think you obviously probably know him a lot more than I do. Oh, what's his name? EO Boys?
Leon.
Oh, yeah, well, Leon. Yeah. So,
Leon.
When he talked about you and we were, you're wearing his hat.
EO Boys.
Nice.
You, buddy.
But, yeah, so, like, when I talked to him and he was like, hey, man, I got a buddy that's starting out a business. I want to, you know, maybe you could talk to him. And I was like, yeah, man, I'll fucking help him out. What is it? And then when I looked you up, I was like, okay, this is my kind of cup of tea because one, I'm like I said, like I tell people all the time, like I'm friends with Aaron, but I'm not the Aaron Snyder. You know what I mean? I know a lot of people that are way better hunters than I will ever be. Right. I go in the woods and I just enjoy it. I love it. You know, even like today, I went out for fucking 3-4 hours and I loved being out there hearing the dogs. I didn't give a fuck. I didn't kill shit. You know, I still had fun. But if I have an option of getting more detail of me going into a unit or a state, let alone where the fuck am I going to camp at, right? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And this is kind of why I wanted you on the podcast because, you know, there's a lot of people that listen to this podcast and I'm still trying to figure out why they listen to this podcast.
At least 40 of you guys. Thank you.
That's pretty good entertainment,
thanks for
man.
Coming back.
So it is. And like, we keep it real.
Nunchucks. Yeah. Nunchucks. Yeah, nunchucks.
Right. But you know, that's what I'm saying is like, you know, you're going to have your hardcore hunters for sure. Right. And, you know, and you're going to have guys like your everyday guys like me that want to be like that hardcore hunter. I'm going to get as much intel as possible as I can. Right.
Yep.
And exactly. I think that's where you're at. And I think you're on a good thing. And I'm excited for you, man. I'm really excited when you said, man, you think you'd help me out, get my name out there. And I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. Because me personally, you know, if I look into Idaho or Arizona, right? I definitely want
or Oregon
or I don't know, man. I don't want
to. Really, Luke was just looking for a free place to stay and somebody to take him out. So he was like, "Oh, bro, for sure."
Honestly, like
if you want to come bear hunting,
yep,
come on.
Game
on.
Is there a lot of bear out in Oregon?
Yeah, spring bear is pretty fun.
Is it? See, we got
spring bear. We don't have spring bear.
That's the other thing. We don't have spring bear here in Colorado. This short drink break is brought to you by our people over at killcliff.com. Energy drinks that don't suck. You ever wonder why this podcast is the bomb.com? Well, I'm going to tell you why. It's because we be sipping on those Ignites all night long. My personal favorite is that cherry lime Ignite. And when I'm feeling a little freaky, I mix a little Tito's with it, and it is the bomb. There's no sugars. It's all natural flavors, B vitamins, electrolytes, and I mentioned it's totally American and a proud partner of the Navy SEAL Foundation. Yeah, but it doesn't just stop there. They got a whole line of CBD recovery drinks with the brand new Flaming Joe out, Mango Tango, Orange Crush, Strawberry Daze, and the GOAT. Give them a try. Go to killcliff.com, check them out, pick your flavors, and when you're done, type in that GU15 to save that money.
That's bullshit.
February 10th, the deadline.
February 10th. Well, see, that's another thing. We got to put that out. I got to get that out for everybody to get on that. February 10th, huh? Shit, that's coming up.
Let's go.
Yep.
That'd be cool. Like, but here's the thing, like, for some reason, when I hear Oregon, I just think of rain and fucking.
I think of hippies.
I think of heroin now.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, you guys in the meth?
Yeah, that way.
Other
West side.
Oh, okay.
Is that West side. Is that, what do you think about all that going on over there, dude? It's
not
a little
good.
Different, right? I mean, especially a guy that has a kid, right?
Those people are not, I'm going to probably get blasted, but those people are not real upstanding, hardworking people that go to work every day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I think it's going to cause a lot of problems, unfortunately. But yeah. Outvoted. That's why we can't chase cats with dogs and bait bears. And
What does it do to the wildlife out there? Could you imagine a bear high on cocaine?
Find an eight ball? Huh?
I heard a story about that one time. A bear got in, like it fell out of a plane or somebody threw it out or something.
Yeah,
and was that? And it got all messed up.
Yeah, for a couple hours. Shit. That was like the most apex predator on North America.
I'm gonna tell you a story. What happened? Probably like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I had this Samurai, right? Suzuki Samurai, and I had my top off. And I had a bunch of pre-workout back there, brand new. I just bought some pre-workout. It was like cherry lime, right? And a brand new thing. I didn't even break the seal. And I came back from the bar with my buddy. I think my buddy Ian dropped me off. And I said, holy fuck, Ian, there's a bear in my Jeep sitting in my back of my Suzuki. He goes, no fucking way. And I said, luck it. And it was probably 120-pound, 140-pound bear, right? It was a small one. But this motherfucker, he got in, ripped my cap off all my pre-workout.
Oh, he was jacked.
Oh, dude, this motherfucker, dude, had to have a heart attack, dude. I kid you not.
Bear's name was Chad.
Yeah, dude.
He was like, what's up, bro? Come on, let's go hit some weights. Ah!
So I get out, right, and I get my phone to try to record it, right? Because could you imagine? I think it was like Muscle Farm. I think it was like
let's get these gains. Yeah, Luke, let's get these gains.
I was like, okay, I'm gonna get this motherfucker eating this pre workout, right?
Oh,
and I get out there, this motherfucker came right at me, dude. He looked like he was all coked out, dude, and he scared the fuck out of me. This little 120-pound black bear came on a dead run at me, and I fucking ran screaming. I said, because that motherfucker was all coked out. He felt like he was all speed.
Oh, my God. Face
so dilated, veins popping out everywhere.
Yeah, dude. He was all pumped out.
Messed up, probably.
Yeah. So, that was a funny story. But, yeah, so.
So, Suzuki Samurais, back to those.
Yeah.
That's the West Side guys like the Suzuki Samurais with big tires. Just saying. Just saying.
I got that.
Luke could fit in. Luke could fit in.
I got 30. I think they're 33s, 34s on mine.
Yep, there.
And it's all black. Boom. And it goes about 2 miles an hour. And it don't get stuck. Motherfucker don't get stuck. No, it's cool.
Go.
I had fun with it. You know what I mean? It's a fucking, I don't know why I bought it, because I thought I was going to buy it because I wanted to save money traveling back and forth in Denver with my gas. Is you shit? Dude, you fucking smell, dude. Oh my God, Cody.
It's the protein, bro.
God, he took a drink and looking at me like, God, that does stink. I just, Jesus, Cody, you just shit yourself. Fuck. Either way, God.
Deep breath.
Damn. Yeah. Fuck, what did I lost my fucking train of thought, dude. Fuck.
Suzuki Samurai.
Yeah. Fuck.
Good mileage.
Yeah, so yeah, I bought
it. That's the economy car.
Yeah, so I bought it, you know, and I was like, well, fuck it. It's fun. I'll take it fucking hunting. Just pedal around town up here. Well, fuck, I did it, and the fucking thing only has like a $10 gas tank, right? And
yep.
I drove it back and forth nonstop. I mean, it was fun. Like, don't get me wrong. It just, that motherfucker has no power steering, right? Like, you gotta fucking hold on to that motherfucker because you're going down the highway down the mountain, and I'm like, oh shit, I'm gonna die. My daughter, all she wants to do is
a high dollar machine.
Yeah, like my daughter wants to fucking go on a ride in the Jeep. I'm like, hell no, we're gonna die in that thing. But I'll take it to like the grocery store and shit, and you know, little things like that. But fuck, dude, I quit. I got scared one time, man. I was like, oh fuck, dude, I'm about to fucking go in a ditch because I lost control of it because those tires are so big. I mean, I was going down mountain like probably 65, 70. You know what I mean? And fuck, dude, I was coming up the mountain, I'm only doing 40 maximum. But I'm like, God damn, come on, let's go. I'm about to get out and push this bitch, you know? But it's fun. I love that. I love that toy, man. It is fun. But any of you guys listening at it is for sale. I ain't going to lie. I think I'm going to try to get a razor. I want to get a razor or side by side.
Yeah, my dad's got a Polaris Ranger, and then he's got a Honda Pioneer.
Okay, cool.
They're both. I like the Pioneer a little more, but
do you?
They're pretty nice. I wish I had a set of tracks on it, but
yeah,
not mine. So I'm not going to complain. I get to use it.
Right. I know. I don't want a two seater. I want like a four or six seater. You know, something that like you know
the minivan Polaris.
Yeah, something like where I fucking can take my kids. And I could take my wife on like a fucking going the fucking up on a trail and just fucking, you know, drive around, have fun, you know, take some guns, you know, shoot them around, you know, in the summertime, you know.
Up where we got, they run, I think they got three Can-Am crew cab ones. The one has power windows, air conditioning, heater. It's retarded. It's so nice. I mean, if you could probably go buy a Toyota pickup cheaper than you can buy one of those.
I know, dude. Well, shit, they're like fucking 30 grand, dude. You know, some of them are fucking even a little bit more. Like the ones I went to, my buddy had one in Nebraska, and it was only a three-seater, you know, but it had enclosed fucking windows, power windows, heaters, AC. Yeah. Fuck, I didn't want to get out and fucking hunt. I was like, fuck, let's just fucking drive around this bitch and see what's up. Because it's literally so nice, dude. I mean, it kind of takes, I mean, I was like, fuck, dude, this is fucking hunting. I was like, damn, it's cold as fuck out here, you know?
No, when we went to Colorado, we had that one side-by-side, and it's open. It's got a half window and no doors.
Freezing.
Third season.
Oh, dude. That wind just blowing in on you.
Horrible. Yeah, it was not much fun.
Yeah.
25.6.
Unfortunately.
25.6. So if you look at those
Without windows.
Without windows, yeah. So if you get the ones with heaters, AC, power windows, they're $30,000, dude.
Buy a truck.
That's what I'm saying.
Just buy a truck at that point. Yeah. What are you doing?
I know. That's what I'm saying. But yeah, so anyways, back to Help to Hunt. Like, you know, how long have you been like brainstorming this whole thing, like before you launched it?
So we probably about a year.
Yeah.
From when I started, like, you know, like really, you know, actually putting stuff on paper and be like kind of trying to think of ideas and process and how I would do it. Yeah, I would say a year. And I'm like, I finally at a point, I'm like, I got to do something. Like, I talked about it. I'm like, oh, I need to do something. And then I was kind of, one of those deals, you're like, well, maybe I'll get a break and maybe somebody will hire me or ask me to do something and I'll get a break and catch it. Finally, I'm like, you know what? That ain't even going to happen. You got to do it yourself. And I'm like,
100%, dude. If you want shit done, you got to do it yourself.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, go for it.
So, Here's what I want to know is when you start putting your website together and you had your web designer doing it, because it is a nice website, man. I looked at it. I mean, it's pretty much fucking idiot proof. I mean, it's right up my level, you know. Did you, like, I guess when you talk to your web designer, like when you go into a state and you like, now, do you get on like a regular land map? You on Google Map? What are you? How are you getting like your intel? I guess without giving away too much, you know, without buying the package. You know what I mean? Like what you put into it.
So like the maps I use on X Maps. I use Go Hunt a lot. That's pretty slick setup. I use them a lot. The Onyx. You know, you can get a little more detail. It's a little more detailed. Plus, I can save all that stuff on there. So, like, all my pins, waypoints, I can save it and give it to people. But the website, we tried to simply, you know, I'll send you all those waypoints. That's part of the deal. That's part of, like, any package, or, well, I guess, package one and two.
Okay.
Like, get all those waypoints, and I'll send them to you. Basically, e-scout it is what I'm doing for you.
Okay.
And then the other pack, you know, obviously the scouting pack should actually go and physically scout it. But the website, we actually changed some things on the website because they have the form you can fill out, and we're going to make it to where we make sure that's right. We kind of caught this by going through and messing with some stuff. But if you just click on each pack, you can click on each package. That way you can pull it up, you can pay for it, and it'll pull it. Trying to get it to where it pulls up the form so you can do it all at once on that and not have to go through and submit and then click over here and pay and just growing pains, you know, not knowing
right
how to lay it out and how to make it simplest for people. And you know, I had one of the customers like, well, where do I pay? He filled out the form but didn't know where to pay, so I'm like, okay, we gotta readjust. But
okay,
so I'm gonna make it simpler.
And so you've been up for what, not even a year then, huh?
Since it went fully live and functional, like the 15th of December, somewhere in there.
Okay.
12th of December. So it's
So it's new. It's not very real long. New. Yeah. Good.
Yep.
So I'm curious to see like the feedback and everything that you get back from it, because I mean, yeah, you probably have some bad reviews because they're probably shitty ass hunters too. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. It's still hunting though. You know what I mean? You're not laying up a fucking goose egg or a layup. You know what I mean? That's all right. Goose egg, layup, whatever.
No, not a goose egg.
Yeah, whatever. Well, either way, it's not easy, right? You still got to go out there, put your boot on the ground and fucking hunt, call and play the win. Right. I mean, you're just giving the people that don't know from like what you just said, a guy from the East Coast coming in, all the way from the West Coast, and you're just trying to cut that process down to, I mean, let's keep it real. That, I mean, for a guy like that to come down and scout this, you know, August or, you know, September or whatever, when, you know, is that, that's a fucking hefty flight right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Yeah. And that's, he's like, man, he's like, it's well worth the money to him. He's like, man, it's worth the money just to have you point us in the direction we need to go and give us some spots where we can set up our tent.
Yeah.
And we can hunt, and they're going to hunt from the road, so they're not backpacking. So that gives, you know, that gives you an idea of spots to put, you know, waypoints and stuff like that. But yeah, just not, he, I sent him pictures of the unit, because the units I had pictures of most of the units that, because I've been in them.
Okay.
So I gave him pictures, like, okay, here's this, what this unit looks like. And then I gave him a picture of the other unit to kind of give him an idea what the terrain looks like. You know, instead of just looking at a map, he can be like, okay, I kind of picture in his mind what it looks like.
Right.
And he has a good attitude, because he's like, it's going to suck. I'm like, yep. Like, I said, I'm not going to lie to you, man.
Yeah, it's not.
I said, I'm not going to sugarcoat. I said, your best, this high success rate's like 15%.
Oh, fuck.
And I'm like, 15% is pretty tough, but he's going to come for two. Yeah, it can be done. I said, the biggest thing they have going for them is time. They got 2 weeks.
Okay. Okay, so like, cool. Good for them.
That's huge.
Yeah, good for them. And did this guy hear it from my podcast? Did he hear the bathroom break? You can say, yeah, it's all good. No.
He's like, he's
actually,
no, he don't listen.
He's
to
too
him.
High class for our podcast. Come on, dog.
He actually was one of the guys we guided last year.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. So,
the outfitter's waiting on a deposit.
Oh, there you go. Right. You go. Well, I mean, and honestly, like something like what you got going on is such a word of mouth type deal.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
I agree 100%.
I think, you know, if, you know, that guy has a success, and, you know, and it's not even about like, yeah, you would like to kill an animal, but if fuck, dude, if you still had a good time and like everything, all the info that you gave him, like cut that process out, like the campsite and, you know, the success rate. Like, I guess my next question is, like, in a lot of these units that you've been in, or have you been in personally and checked them out, a lot of these places?
Quite a few of them. Idaho, I've been in a lot. Oregon, I've been in a lot. Trying to think where else. I've hunted Arizona. I've hunted Utah. I've hunted limited entry elk units in Utah.
Okay.
But Wyoming, I'll have a tag this year. But knowing people across the country, that's one thing I was going to, you know, one thing I'll have as a tool is knowing people in different parts of the country, different states.
Yeah.
I can, for the scouting portion, I can be like, okay, hey, can you go scout this one type? Cause I mean, if it gets going and rolling, I'm not going to be able to scout all those places.
Yeah. Right.
So that's why having people in different spots that I know, I can have them scout for me.
Yeah. That's,
go that way.
I guess that's kind of where I was leaning to is like, You're just not a one man operation. You have to have help, you know, doing all this. I mean, cause fuck, dude, that's a lot of land, a lot of fucking units, and you know, and you want to have the best resources for each customer, right? So you gotta have help.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, the help that you have are probably guys that's been in the units, hunted the area. So, I mean, they're there to help you to hunt too, right? I mean.
Yep. Yep. Biologists, man, knowing biologists in different places, that's huge.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just 2 days ago, I texted one. I'm like, hey, guy I know bought a deer tag in this unit. And I'm like, I don't think there's very many whitetails. Am I wrong? And I texted him and he's like, yeah. He's like, you're right. He's like, it's tough. And he gave me a couple of ranges. Be like, well, send them to here. So.
Oh, no
shit. Having that kind of info is huge. Yeah, having that info is huge.
Yeah, I mean, if you have biologists helping you on your side, I mean, that cuts a lot of process off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you said you were going to get an elk tag this year, right? What?
Wyoming.
Or a Wyoming tag. Is that an elk tag? This bathroom break is brought to you by Help to Hunt. For the serious big game hunters seeking to put the boots on the ground.
Get that knowledge of all your Western state hunts from Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado to Utah, Nevada, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington.
Tell me more.
What can I tell you, Luke? I'll give you the unit harvest statistics, access points, watering holes, even the best place that you can camp.
Oh, snapperoo. I'm in it. Tell me more. Is it expensive? How many packages can I get?
three different packages, and if you type in that code UNLEASH20, you get 20% off whichever one you choose. Let us do that scouting for you.
Ooh, I like it. My boy Ben hooked it up on this one. Check him out, guys. Help to Hunt on the web and type in that UNLEASH20.
Yep. Archery elk tag. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a good one.
Nice. Good for you.
That's all I'm going to say. I could be in a really good unit, but I didn't want to get ate by grizzly bears, so I chose another unit.
Yeah, dude.
A friend of mine from Idaho, Zach Bohe, the hunt DIY guy.
Uh-huh.
He had the same amount of points, and we were going to put in for the harder unit, but we still had like a 50 to 75% chance to get, but we probably had a 50% chance to get ate by a bear. So
that's funny because I'm looking to shoot a grizzly bear. So maybe we could hook up. I'll get a grizzly bear tag and I'll be your bodyguard.
I'm telling you right now, everybody, like, I literally was like, fuck yeah, I would love to shoot me a grizzly or brown bear, right?
Until you see one.
Fucking see one and you're like, fuck this shit, dude. You know what I mean? Like when I was in BC, I was like, what the fuck, dude? These things are fucking ridiculous, dude. Monsters. Yeah. Monsters, dude.
Claws are like,
yeah,
long.
I'm ready.
Yeah,
I got 11-inch 44 mag that is just waiting to kill something. I'm like Tackleberry out there in the woods, dude.
Yeah, fuck. I don't know about that, dude. I fucking, that's why I said, like, well, I was fucking saying, like, I ain't scared of black bears, but when that 120-pound black bear came right after me.
120 pounds? Come on,
I was
bro.
Like, I was 120 running, pounds. I was running right back into that motherfucking car. I was like, I was going to fucking knock him out.
That's like a freshman. That's like a high school freshman is 120 pounds. Yeah. Come on, bro.
I know. I was scared like a little bitch.
They'd be like a Tasmanian devil on you, probably.
Oh, man.
I mean,
with the pre-workout?
Strong little fuckers.
Fuck yeah, dude.
pre-workout. All right, that's fair.
Yeah, he had pre-workout in him, dog. Right. He was ODing on that shit.
All spun out.
Yeah, dude. It was nuts. Well, Cody's all acting all hard and shit. We went to Texas.
Acting.
Yeah.
Acting. Come He's on, acting. Bro. Come on, bro.
We went to Texas and we shot a fucking 2-axis does, and I had my Yeti, my 160 full of ice, water, meat, two of them, you know? I bet that motherfucker weighed 300 pounds, right? That cooler weighed 300 pounds.
Yep.
I had it right here on my driveway. And all my sensors lights go off. My dog start barking, and sure as shit, it was a bear fucking trying to fucking get my fucking meat.
And it was funny because I said, "That bear's getting our meat. Let's run out there." And Luke said, "Nah, man, he's not gonna do anything. That's too heavy for him."
That motherfucker grabbed that bitch and ran it down the hill. And I was like, "Oh fuck, come on, Cody, let's go," because he's taking off with it, right?
Man.
And
that's bad. You guys got a bad bear problem.
Well, it's because we don't have no spring bear hunting, dude.
They're everywhere up here.
They're everywhere where I live right here. Swear to God. Man. If I leave my trash can outside with trash in it, I'm getting up fucking full of shit all over. Especially now with my kid having dirty diapers. Dude, they love dirty diapers, dog. It's like, it must be like grape poupon. They love that. They like that grape pond fucking
like
poo-poo.
Yeah,
it's like a poo-poo diaper. Man. And I'm like, holy shit. And that bear, those bears are on that shit, dude. I kid you not. Like, that's why I said, like, I've had a fall tag here, and I could shoot one, you know? But they kind of know, like, when they can come out and when they can't. Yep. Well, the big ones do. Because, you know, at night, that's the only time they come out, and I can, you know, and I won't shoot one at night, man. You know, those young ones will come out during the day and fucking try to get in your trash can. But those big-ass ones, the Great Outdoors bears, you know, like those big motherfuckers with John Candy, you know, the fucking blow his ass out, right? Yeah, they love those fucking poopy diapers. I'll throw it out and they I'll have like two or three of them in my trash can.
See, we give out all the best hunting tips. If you're looking to shoot a big bear, just shoot your pants and sit out in the woods for a little bit. They'll come.
Dude, I mean, there you go. I mean, you're not baiting.
No, so it's not, definitely not baiting, right? I mean,
no.
That's what I told my wife. I said, fuck. She's like, why don't you just throw one of those diapers out there and have a bear come in on that? And I'm like, I guess that's really not baiting.
Yeah, she,
right?
She asked him, what's up with all these skid marks? He says, I'm preparing for bear hunting, honey.
That's it. She's like,
those are my bear hunting undies.
She's like, you're gonna have to start washing your own underwear. You know? I'll be like, babe, I'm just getting ready for bear hunting, babe.
That's it.
She's like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
In February?
Luke prepares all year long.
Hey, if you stay, the way I look at it, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. You know what I mean?
That's a fair point.
There you go.
But, yeah, so, you know, like what I was saying, Ben.
Pre-workouts and shit your pants. Yeah. That's all you need.
Right? Here's the thing.
Just drink a little Mountain Op.
Are you taking notes? Help to hunt?
Little Mountain Op,
bro. Right? We're dropping some knowledge here.
That's some cheap fucking. Can you guys bait bears in Oregon?
Nope. No baiting.
No baiting.
No attractants.
Yeah.
You might be able to put it on yourself, but I don't know.
No. I don't. Nothing. Well, I know Colorado, we don't bait or anything like that. We can't do shit, you know. But all I'm saying is, man, if you have shitty pants, you shit your pants, you might, you know, throw that around and
you might get
some. This is like a dead carcass, you know what I mean?
Rotting.
Yeah.
Dead like carcass. Yeah, that might work.
You know what I mean? That's a fucking tip.
Just go roll around in it and you're good to go.
I'm telling you.
A little face paint.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you right now. I honestly am fucking, I don't know, understand like why fucking bears would eat my son's shitty diapers or my daughter's diaper when she was, dude, I'm telling you, dude, it was so bad. But at the same time, I got these two little dogs, right? They take a shit right on the puppy pad, right out of their ass, right out of the microwave, and they turn fucking right around and start chopping on it. And I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And Cody,
I got a dog that does the same thing.
And then Cody's over there the next day, let him lick him in his face and everything.
Man, they got the worst breath, dog. What's up with this, bro?
I'm like, come on, Cody.
Nah, that's not true. Luke's dogs, you can smell their dog's breath. As soon as you walk in the room, you can smell these dogs breathing hard, bro. That's how nasty these dogs are.
Yeah, like I know they're by me because I'm like, did they just shit somewhere? But it's them just breathing. Oh, I know it's bad.
Dude, it's so wrong. It's so nasty.
I got these two little Chihuahua dogs, and that's all they do. They shit and they eat it. It's like recycling, dude. I'm like, what the fuck? They're like 10 years old, 9 and 10. I can't wait for them to fucking croak. I really can't. I know my daughter and my wife will be sad as fuck, but I won't.
They're like the perfect machine.
You don't have
to
clean up after them, though.
Yeah. It's super self-sufficient, dude. They get all their nutrients from Yuki.
No, because then
they recycle.
Then I take them to the fucking vet because something's wrong, and the vet's like, oh, you want to pull their teeth? They got bad teeth. I'm like, no. Fuck those dogs. $800 to pull those fucking teeth and get them cleaned. Mm-mm. All they're gonna do is just fucking eat their shit. They can pull those teeth. I'll knock them out myself and fucking make them gnaw on their fucking shitty ass fucking shit. Yeah, my wife was all like, we should get them their teeth fixed. And I'm like, fuck them dogs. Yeah. Let's fix my teeth. I want a Colgate smile. You see these motherfuckers? You know what I mean? Let's fix my grill first. You know.
Yeah. But, yeah. Exactly.
But, yeah. Anyways. Yeah. Fuck those dogs. I don't care.
Stupid dogs. Yeah. No. They're special.
Yeah.
That's the word for special.
You got dogs?
Yeah, we got two. We have one old dog that does the same thing your dog does. So we don't have to clean up after her very often because she just recycles.
Yeah, a little dog
constantly.
Is a little dog
blue healer.
Oh, really?
And a border collie.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
So he got some big fucking loaves, and he be eating them.
Yeah,
see,
mine like following around, and yours a little.
Yeah, mine are like little tizzy rolls, but damn, those things are deadly. Like Cody's ass right now, dude.
Bro, you guys got some special ed dogs.
Yeah.
Like, my dog doesn't do that. I'm starting to think they take after the owners here.
Hey, they could be. Yeah. I mean, I'll eat some.
I don't know.
I'll eat some ass, man.
Yeah, Luke's been known to eat some ass, so you know.
I ain't gonna lie.
Maybe they just see. Just do what they see, man.
I'm down. I mean, shit, man. I'm excited. I'm excited for you and your business, man. I'm glad that you came on board, and with us. You know, like I said, like. You know, we're growing too as a podcast, and I just hope people come on, give you, because you support us, we support you. I honestly think you got a really cool thing going on, and it's nothing like I know the guys at I know Lorenzo over at Go Hunt, I know the Hunting Fools, mm-hmm. all good people, and that's the same thing I'll say about you. You are good fucking people. And I think you offer something different than what they do, and they offer something different than you do. And I think, there's enough hunters out there that I think everybody could benefit from everybody in that whole deal. Yep. And I think where you're at is a great resource for people that are looking, are starting up to hunting, and they want to cut that process, and two, even an experienced hunter can need help. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like,
No, it's crazy how many people who they just hunt like Oregon. How many people you talk to?
Yeah.
They'd never ever hunted out of this state. They have no clue what I'm like. They're like, oh, hunting's pretty good here. I'm like, oh boy, you need to get out more.
Yeah.
It's like, then they don't know how. They just don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know what's out there.
That's the thing.
Like, man.
Yeah, that's the thing. They just don't know, and they don't know how. And, like, I mean, here's my deal about hunting out of state. You know, if I'm going to hunt out of state and I'm going to pay that coin, you know what I mean, and that time away from my family, I want to fucking kill something, plain and simple. Yep. Yep. Whether it's with a rifle or a bow.
Or a truck.
Or fucking run that motherfucker over. You know what I mean? Like, I want blood on my hands. You know what I mean? And like, I ain't scared. I'll fucking run over something. My airbags don't go off. Fuck.
They'll drive that samurai, bro.
Oh, that samurai.
You need a big old bumper like I got in my pickup.
Do you have
like I got in my pickup?
Do you have one of those big ones?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
about got tested out last week.
Did you on what?
Oh, a deer.
Oh shit! No way.
Yeah. So pretty close.
Here's the thing I've heard about those bumpers, and I don't know, because I want one of those fucking big-ass ones with the winch on it, because I'm up here.
Mm-hmm.
And it fucking looks sexy as fuck on a pickup, right?
Yep, that's pretty cool.
I hear, like, if you hit it hard enough, it'll break your fucking frame, though. I don't know. I've heard a couple stories.
Boy, you'd have to, man, I don't know. You'd have to hit the one I have, the brackets on, like, the one I have, it's not cheap. They're pretty heavy duty. Like my wife, the company she works for, they run all their pickups have these bumpers.
Uh-huh.
They're made here locally.
Okay.
And I seen one of the bumpers that the guy got in a wreck going at a high rate of speed, and it actually bent the frame of the pickup before the bumper was still intact. Like it was bent, but it bent the frame of the pickup before the bumper didn't come off.
Yeah, so I guess that's kind of what I was saying. Like, fuck, if I get hit by one of those motherfuckers, I don't want my fucking frame to fuck up on my pickup, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It,
for a deer or anything like that, it shouldn't, but.
Yeah, you wouldn't think. I don't know. But fucking, you never know, dude. You never know. I'd be driving fast.
Depends on what you're driving, I guess.
I know.
I guess. What brand?
What are you rolling?
I got a Ram 3500.
Okay, okay. I respect that. It ain't no bitch-ass Raptor like my boy Nestor has, huh?
That's a big dick energy driving a Ram.
I honestly used to own a Ram, and I loved it, man. I loved the Dodge Ram, and it was good. I had fun. I had fun. Now I rock a Tundra now.
Yeah, that's... if I didn't have to pull so much all the time, and we have big lifting horse trailers, and flatbed trailers.
Yeah, if you got
the
like
Toyotas, a, probably.
If you got a sex change, you probably start driving a Tundra.
Shut up, dude. Cool, I got fucking game, dog.
I get it.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, dude. I had a Tacoma before my Tundra, and dude, I had no problems with my Toyotas, man. That's why I stayed with them. I ain't saying
they run good, forever.
Yeah, fuck. I love them. I haven't had no problems with it whatsoever. And knock on wood, but I don't know. I was rolling with my boy's Raptor today, and it was fucking nice. I was looking at his back. He has his seats puffed up. I was like, damn, I could go up in the back and fucking smash back there, dude. It was fucking nice, dude. I couldn't believe how much room it was back there. But yeah, that's those crazy. Raptors are nice, dude. It's fucking sweet, man. I must say, I don't know. But, you know, I love Toyotas, man. But anybody listening to this podcast and y'all work at a dealership, y'all want to get on the board, I'm down for whatever y'all want to give me.
There you go.
I'll drive a fucking Pinto.
Yeah, like limited edition Ford.
Oh, fuck. I don't know, man. They'd have to come with some coin. I don't know if I like Ford that much, man. I like the Raptor, but I don't fucking... I know Ford is Raptor, but I can't...
own a Suzuki Samurai.
Dude, that shit's hard.
Quit it.
Fuck, my Suzuki is fucking hard.
Quit it.
Dude, I've pulled mad puss in that motherfucker. I ain't lying, dog. I ain't lying. I can pull some puss in that thing. Seriously, dude. They love it. The wind blowing the hair. Titties bouncing out. Dude, fuck. So there's no shocks in that motherfucker. It's all rough, bro.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it is stupid. I am.
Eat this Subaru.
Yeah, I know.
There you go.
No, I can't do that. Yeah. That's too hippie-ish for me. Fuck. Maybe the Tito's is kicking in now. I don't know. I'm talking about titties and pulling ass. That never happens. Oh my
god. Yeah, if you get one, you right? have to lift it about 8 inches off the ground.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly what I have. So, anyways. Anyways, so you got to – do you personally hunt a lot out of the state then?
Yeah, I started I think the second year I was working at my job full-time, I started applying in Utah.
Okay.
And then like 06 was the first year I hunted – I hunted Idaho in 06, which I think I posted on Instagram story, like just kind of
– I think I seen that.
Throwing out for people like, man, I was like I literally – scrapped wire to get the money for a tag and license.
Yep.
And then I freaking had a Walmart, like literally a Walmart piece of crap backpack, had a $100 pair of boots and blue jeans.
Yeah.
I didn't have rain pants.
Yeah.
Nothing. And killed a bull up there. And I had to go buy a back frame because my backpack basically just blew off my back.
Yeah. You were like, oh shit, I actually killed some, right? I know.
Yeah,
I should honestly just hunt with my fucking day pack because I honestly don't kill enough.
All you need is your lunch
with my fucking frame.
Your lunch and your bottle of water to hike around all day.
Yeah, so that's
all you need.
True. But anyways, yeah. What kind of pack you run now?
I have a mystery ranch right now.
Okay. Okay, we got to get you out of that motherfucker right now. No, I'm just kidding. It's all good.
I didn't want to say it, but no, because all them other guys I hunt with, they all have Kefaru packs.
Dude,
they're like, that's one of the Aaron's like live deals. I said is I asked him if pack shaming is really a real thing because those guys do it all the time.
Yeah,
they're like, you guys need to get a real pack. I'm like, well,
yeah,
is that a
that's a Wyoming elk tag?
Yeah, here's the thing. I can't say anything bad about those packs because I've never tried them. I honestly don't, and I have no need to try them because I've obviously only used this one, just probably like how you have, right?
Yep.
Let me tell you something. You know somebody, and I'm gonna send you out something, and it's gonna be a game changer. I honestly would like to hear honest feedback from you because I never ran one of those XOs, right? I haven't in that. I'm going to probably say those are probably better than Stone Glacier. I'll say it. It's tough, you know, but, I can't say that either because I've never ran one of those either.
I don't know. You know I've had Walmart and then I went to Badlands I thought Badlands was the greatest thing ever.
That's exactly what I started out with. The Badlands pack. I had the frame.
Everly Stock, and then this one, Mystery Ranch.
Yeah, good. Yeah, nice. Hey, that's where I'm getting at is like when you actually have to buy your own shit and fucking purchase it, the shit adds up, right? I mean, it is. And that's why I'm saying, like, what you're offering guys right now, when they purchase an out-of-state tag and they're got to travel, well, like the guy from Maine, right, going all the way to Oregon, that's a fucking, that's going to be an expensive process right there, right?
So, don't bring your fanny pack.
Yeah.
You need to bring a real pack.
Bring a real pack. Bring some real boots. Fucking start working out now, right?
Yep.
You're going to fucking be hiking. Fuck, man. It's different because the altitude's way different, too. And well, you guys ain't too high, are you?
40 some hundred. Yeah, seven.
Yeah, so you're a little bit more. Maine's fucking sea level, so fuck yeah, it's gonna be different for him. Yeah, fuck yeah.
He's fucking wind.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's tough. And like how you're sleeping, if you're sleeping in a camper, yeah, that's even better. That's nice. But if you're fucking roughing it, dude, you better have a good air mattress. You know what I mean? Or a cot or something. You better fucking be able to sleep. My deal is if I can't fucking sleep good and get up the next morning, fuck. My hunts went from a 5-day hunt to a 3-day hunt real fast.
It's rough.
Right? It is rough.
Yeah. When you don't sleep good, man, trying to stay out there for that, 7-8 days.
Yeah.
And you can't sleep or you're freezing because your bag's not warm enough. Yep. It's like, man, it's
hell. It's tough. It's tough, man.
Yeah.
Well, shit, man.
Having the right gear is key.
Right? Having the right gear and the right information. Yep. Right? I mean, hey, let's do it. Let's get it right. I mean, not everybody can purchase a guide like me. You know what I mean? Not everybody can have a guide like me.
Now we got the second best.
Professional.
Second guy, Isaiah. You know what I mean? No. I'm just telling you. Is there anything else you want to give anybody? You want to talk about anything else while we're on here?
Where can we find you at?
HelpTheHunt.com and then at HelpTheHunt on Instagram and HelpTheHunt on Facebook as well.
So I must say thank you for the hoodie. That thing is nice. I wore it today.
Hey, it's dope. I look good in that t-shirt. I look good.
Yeah, the hats are nice too.
It hides my gut.
I need to get you some hats.
Yeah, those are sweet. I'm telling you, man, I'm excited for you. I hope fucking you guys just kill it and you guys have a successful season. Everybody that's buying packages from you, fucking tag us. Fucking let us know you guys are getting down with the Help to Hunt. On that note, man, I want to say thank you, Ben, for being a partner of the show. I'm here for you, man. If you need anything, let me know. Cody's here. He in his ass. He's blowing ass still. Jesus Christ, he stinks.
No, I appreciate you giving me the chance. And, I mean, it's awesome to get my name out there.
No, man, it is. It's all good. And do you see Leon a lot?
Yeah, he actually works. My wife hired him.
Oh, God. So do me a favor. Do me a favor. I don't know. You got a cool HOH lady? Or a guy?
HOA? Yeah.
And what is it?
What the fuck?
What is it? Damn, HO? I never worked corporation. What is it? HO?
HR?
HR.
Is that what you're trying to say?
HR.
Oh, my God.
HR.
The fuck, I punch people for a living, dude.
Fuck.
HR. Okay? So.
Isn't HOA like a homeowners association?
Yes. Luke has no idea what he's talking about 90% of the time.
Well, here's the thing. Fuck, I fucked that one up. I wish I could say it was the weed, but I haven't smoked no weed yet. Hey, honestly, would you see him? Give him a nut tap for me, will you? That's what I want
will
you to
do.
I don't want you to get fired.
He's going to come do some work for me on Friday.
Oh, cool, cool, cool. He's a good dude, man. I love those guys over at EO. He is actually, I like him a lot, dude. He's definitely a fucking cool dude. I love him.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's funny.
Get discount my spring bear. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, we're going to come out. Let's do it. I want to come out there.
Mendez's buddy, Skidmark. He applied.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah, he applied. He's coming out.
Oh, that's cool.
Gonna try to.
That's so cool.
We'll see.
All right. Well, on that note, man, thanks, Ben. I appreciate you hopping on here with us, and we'll talk soon.
All right, man. Thank you. Yeah, I guess have a good one.
All right, man. I appreciate it. On that note, I got to give a big shout-out to all my peeps over at Cafaro International. It's better than Ben's rocking his little XO, whatever. I don't even know what you call it. XO?
Midnight something?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like in hot pink camo, probably. I don't know. It ain't Cafaro International. I love it. My boys over at Snowy Mountain Rifles got to holler at them. Paul is giving 15% off all custom rifles. Oh, shit. Those are the dream guns to have and to boot. Listen, guys, Mount Primal is shipping all 50 states, and they are giving us a code, UNLEASH15.
Can't beat their meat.
Can't beat their meat. And honestly, like, here's the thing. Tito Knives, God damn it, I got to stop this real quick because they came out with their own fucking custom knives, dude. And then
slick.
I see a few people out there with having their own custom knives though, but they ain't our shit. They ain't the GU fucking shit. Hey, you only a bad motherfucker if you can post one of those on the gram with the motherfucking animal or just holding it in your hand and you be a bad motherfucker. I'll follow you. Fuck it, buy one of those bitches. Let's go. Let's make this a GU nation, not a knock nation. GU nation, huh? I tip my motherfucking guides up in this bitch. Hey, on that note, Cryptek. Damn, I just went off. Hey, Cryptek. Because Nestor just showed up. I'm trying to be hard now. Cryptek 2020 on the checkout. Fucking check them out. They're solids. Dude, they got a big sale right now. They're running a 30% sale right now off all their Butchcraft and solids. It's better what I can get you. Better hop on it right now. My boy, Walls to Walls, custom flags. Holy shit, he is giving out 20% off all his flags and free shipping. Damn. That's pretty good. I think I got him when he was drunk, so that's why he's going to do all that.
That was smart.
Yeah, it was smart. I got him drunk.
Good
but
thinking.
I know. But listen, guys, get one of you guys' custom flags. Hit him up on Walls to Walls on Facebook or JeremyWalls81 on the IG. And last but not least, my peeps over at Crispy. Oh, shit. We're rocking those Crispy. Oh, you're walking the Thors right now, huh?
Thors today.
Ooh, yes. You are gangster.
I like
you know what I'm rocking?
Up, bro.
I went, dude, the only reason I could fucking hike and keep up with Nestor today, like, I blew him in the dust. I ain't gonna lie. Because I had the fucking Brixtals. I ain't lying. Dude, my pack was fucking loaded with, I had probably had like 60 pounds in that camera gear and shit.
How many times you puff on your inhaler?
Oh, fucking, I ran out. 160 puffs. No, I ain't kidding. But I did rock my new Crispies today, and that shit was dope. I'm loving them. The Brickstells are the shiznit. All right, we out.